What should a financial advisor's LinkedIn strategy be for 2022? Don't even trip, because I'm about to tell you. Hey, what's up, party people? It's me, Sarah G, with the Smack, and I'm back. I am a CFA charter holder, and I used to be a financial advisor. On this podcast, I provide non-BS-oriented, straight-up views on LinkedIn and other financial advisor marketing topics. You can't get this anywhere else, people. So if that's of value, then please subscribe. And if not, then please leave this podcast right now. Today, I'm going to be talking about LinkedIn strategy for 2022. I hope that you will excuse me in advance for my voice. We've had colds and everything rolling through here. And as you know, I have four children under 8 years old. So the wintertime is pretty brutal. I mean, what was it? Like, we had to do three COVID tests on my kids, like, over the last 2 weeks. Okay. It's just nuts. If your kid coughs twice, the teachers think they have COVID, and then, like, they try to ban them from school. So sorry in advance, everybody, that I sound kind of bad today, but, you know, give a girl a break, will you? It's 2022. The first thing I'm going to talk about is the kind of content that seems to be doing well right now. As you know, I do not work for LinkedIn, and I did not program the algorithm. However, I have noticed that certain types of postings tend to be doing well right now and maybe for the near future. Now, the algorithm could always change, but as of today, here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing text-only postings of 150 characters or fewer, almost like tweets. Are doing really well. I've had really good success with this. I've seen a lot of my financial advisors that I work with do well after I've taught them this. There is something very powerful about saying your point and then having it be punchy as heck and then just shutting up. People, if you make the right point, let me tell you, people really like that, because if you think about it, you're really doing them a service by not having them have to scroll and think too much. And it's like, say it, make a strong point, and then just let them comment and like it. All right. So I'll give an example. One of the people that I really like, and this person is a little bit political. So before you accuse me of like some kind of a, people like always accuse me of being on the left. I don't know. I don't think I've ever really discussed my political views publicly on this podcast. And that's not the point of this podcast. But for some reason, every time I say something about like human civil rights, people get really like, oh, you're so such a Democrat. Like, first of all, nothing wrong with being a Democrat or a Republican, but I'm just saying, like, please don't interpret this that I'm encouraging like leftist or Democrat or whatever, or liberal. Okay. Please don't take it that way. But I just really like this guy called Dan Price, and he is LinkedIn.com/in/Dan Price Seattle. If you go to his LinkedIn page, agree or disagree with what he's saying, but you got to admit the guy knows what he's freaking doing. Like on LinkedIn, he's got like one of these postings here. It was literally a 2-sentence posting, and the thing has more than 9,000 likes on it and 712 comments. Okay. And this is the posting. If you work full-time at the federal minimum wage, you qualify for food stamps and Medicaid, which we all pay for. Stop asking if businesses can afford higher wages, and start asking why we're all paying to subsidize their low wages. I mean, he makes a point, right? It's grounded in fact. He's obviously done his research, and he's just kind of stating an observation that he makes about the world, and then stating what he feels the logical conclusion or logical action step is based on that. Again, I'm not trying to tell you to agree or disagree with what he's saying. I'm just saying, look at his style. This is just such a quintessential text-only posting. So if I had to point to one example of someone who does it well, it's Dan Price, founder, CEO of Gravity Payments. Now, the other thing that you could do, this is the second financial advisor LinkedIn strategy tip, is when you're posting, I would focus on, if you can't do the text only, I mean, you can't do text only every time, you really shouldn't do the same type of posting every time. You could also do images
or not, but not like stock images. Please don't use stock images. If you use stock images, at least make it a little bit more interesting, like make a funny word bubble or a funny thought bubble or something. A lot of times people feel like, oh, I've got to go get like the best graphic designer. And like, you know, F that. It's so much better if it's homemade and it appears homemade, believe it or not, because people are tired of these like shiny, super polished, corporate-y, schmorporty. Like a lot of times on social media, people that gets just glossed over. Here's a really quick, easy way to get a posting done. So what people do is a lot of times they take all the time to write this blog, or like they take all the time to write their market outlook, and then they post it once to social media, and then they're like, ah, well, that's it. I posted the blog to social media, got 3 likes. This is awesome. Yeah. What's the next posting? Like, you know what? Why don't you like do like, you know, we conservationists do and reduce, reuse, and recycle. Why don't you recycle that blog a little bit? Like, get the best quote from that blog and just do a pullout quote. Get like, go on to Canva and make a blank page and then slap that quote onto it. Put some kind of like a funny thing, like funny emoji or a question mark or something like that, and post that quote up there. It's like people love these one-liners. And you should get in the pattern if you're going to be on social media. Like, just cut down the amount of time. I am such a conservationist when it comes to this. Like, I see some of my competitors and like, I see a lot of people on here that are putting like, making these elaborate videos. I don't think LinkedIn is really encouraging people to do videos anymore, or some of these like long form blogs in LinkedIn Publisher. I don't think that, again, like I'm not the authority here on the algorithm and I'm not trying to predict it, but I'm just saying from what I've seen, I think it's hard to get people to sit and watch a video. Like Shay Rowbottom is an influencer on LinkedIn. She's got like, like 500,000 people, maybe more. I'm not sure, like following her. She does great videos because she makes them like movies. Like she has a script and they do costumes and they like have a plot and everything. And it's funny. It's really humorous. Yeah, those videos are going to get watched. But if you're just like doing a sit down video about, you know, like inflation in 2022, that's kind of, you know, average run of the mill, that's just going to blend, right? So I just think with some of this longer form content that takes more time, is more time intensive, I would reduce it. I would go short and brief, get a brief quote, pull it from your blog. It has to be punchy as heck. And then just say, you know, see the blog if you want to read more about this. People love that. If you do that right, that could be done, like 20 seconds, done with the posting, okay? And then the third hack for, I don't know why I just used that word. That's so weird. I sound like such a marketing person when I say that. I know, the third tip, sorry, y'all. Like I said, times have been rough. There's this feature in LinkedIn Messenger that's been available for a while. It's not just a 2022 thing, but when you send somebody a message, I think it depends upon the settings that they have enabled in their account. So I don't think this is universal across the whole platform. But what I believe is that when you send someone a message, you could tell if they've read it, they have read it or seen it. If you see like a little, very small, almost minuscule picture of their headshot, the same headshot that they're using in their profile, like the profile picture, right? If you see their profile picture in a teeny tiny way, like just very tiny, almost like a little dot, it's in the lower right-hand corner of that LinkedIn message. So if you send a message to a prospect and you see that they read it, like you see their picture in that little dot in the lower right-hand corner, and they didn't respond back, take the hint, right? There's something. Like it wasn't that they just didn't get it or they're not on the platform for like a month. It's that they saw it and they chose to ignore it. So use that to inform your strategy. So by the way, if you haven't read 47 Financial Advisor LinkedIn Messages, please check it out. I'm going to put it in the link associated with this blog. 47 Financial Advisor LinkedIn Messages is my ebook. That's all that I have for you now. I will see you in the next podcast. And hopefully I will not be sounding so scratchy.